If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor with Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom, and welcome. Colleen, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Running around like crazy, but doing good.
Oh, I know. It's a crazy world out there, isn't it? And for you folks out there listening, let me give you the number to start off with. This is a call-in radio program that allows you to call in, speak to myself. That I'm an attorney. I've been practicing for about 30 years. I primarily do bankruptcy. I counsel folks as far as getting out of debt, getting financial solutions, and we do it in a biblical way. And so the number you can call in if you have a question is 488-5299. That's 488-5299. And I'm with the Alliance Legal Group, and we have free consultations to pre-qualify you for debt relief. Now, some people call that bankruptcy. Other people just say, you know, hallelujah, that my debts are gone. And so whatever your question is, whether it is how to get out of debt, how to get you a good credit score through the use of bankruptcy, or sometimes it's just get counseling as to your biblical debts. Lots of times, Colleen, people don't need to file bankruptcy. They have other solutions that we can provide them for. And so that whatever your question is, just give us a call. And again, it's 488-5299. And we have a website at Alliance Legal Group that you can get a free consultation and also do a little web chat with our counselor online, and that is at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com, the Alliance Legal Group. So, Colleen, how are you today?
Doing good, doing good.
Doing good. All right, so today we're going to be talking about getting debt-free through the use of bankruptcy primarily, but I also wanted to have a special offer today, and that's to give a free financial credit evaluation.
What does that entail?
Well, what we're going to do is this: is for we want to see how many people are listening out there that want something free, and I don't know how many people are listening out there that want something free, but TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian are the three main credit reporting bureaus, and that typically that we can get three credit reports from these three financial credit evaluators for $45. But today, what we would like to do is make an offer for anybody that would open, you know, we open a file, that we start a consultation process where we review with you your debts, your assets, your financial obligations, your ability to repay, and that we do that. We charge usually a minimum of $50 to open up the file. And then additionally, that what we do is that we say, well, we need to get some credit reports to be able to evaluate your credit, get your life in order by knowing who your creditors are. And usually we actually give a discounted rate of $36 for that, but it's a $45 value. So what we're saying is that to open a file, pay $50 towards your bankruptcy, if we end up going that direction, we will then give you the three credit reports absolutely free, review those with you, give you a copy of them so you can analyze them. And that will be the basis for the decisions that we make as to your financial health and your financial freedom.
Definitely have to be informed in that. So how do they take advantage of that offer?
So what they do is that the easiest way to do it is to go to debtfreeva.com. We have a website there, and there'll be a little chat box that opens up, and just say, you know, I want my free credit reports. And so they'll set you up an appointment that will do a consultation. And again, that if it looks like that you're going to be potential, we'll pre-qualify you for a bankruptcy if that's going to be the direction that we go. It doesn't have to be that direction, but that what we'll then do is that we'll open a file, and that, like I said, you pay a minimum of $50 to open a file, because that way we'll keep a record for you and establish an accounting system for you and keep all the notes and records that we have in your file. But then we'll also, in addition to that, that we'll go ahead and you have to say that, let's say praise my debt away. Since this is the praise, right?
Lighthouse.
Okay. Well, then we're still going to praise. We're going to still praise We have several stations. We've done this a very similar program with TL on the praise, and so I was thinking the praise, but that
we're all just, associated. It's okay.
Just say that praise my debt away, because we're looking for biblical solutions to financial debt, and one of the solutions could very possibly be filing bankruptcy. It's not a. It shouldn't bear a stigma. A lot of people have a stigma when they. Think about bankruptcy, because it sounds terrible. It sounds, you know, that, oh, I'm going bankrupt. You know, it sounds, but what bankruptcy really is, it's the beginning to financial freedom, getting rid of your old debts and starting a new and brand new credit history in the future.
It's just trying to figure out where you are and where you stand. And like I said, you need to get those credit reports to be able to do that, to figure out where you are and to make those decisions to see if that's the right way to move with it as well.
Absolutely. It'll also give you your credit score. It'll tell you how much, you know, where your credit score is at now, and it'll give you an estimate. One of the nice things that this financial freedom program that we've got does, it'll give you an estimate of where you'll be a year after your bankruptcy. Now,
looking towards the future.
Absolutely. And that's what we really need to do as Christians. We need to look towards the future, not look towards the past. Figure out, we had some clients in our office today, and the big question is, do we start now? And the answer is absolutely, because the sooner you start, the sooner that you'll be able to get the discharge, the sooner that you'll be able to start building your financial freedom.
I can see where people would ask that question because, okay, things are crazy. We're in an election season. COVID, you know, is this the time to make those decisions? And like you said, you can't wait. On some circumstances, I'm sure that it'll be better if they go ahead and start opening up that account and looking at the process of whether or not bankruptcy is the option for them.
You know, I've said this before, that my dad was a real man of God. He went to the Lord about 5 years ago, 2015. And, you know, the thing that I probably remember more than almost anything that he ever told me, whenever we have a difficult situation, is gather facts. Always gather facts. We've had a lot of issues over the past 25, 30 years in the practice of law, and there's lots of things that have come against just in that natural practice. And sometimes it looks debilitating. Sometimes it looks disastrous, you know, whether it be for our clients or be, you know, us. And so the very first thing he would always say, Steve, is gather the facts. Get all your facts together. Don't panic. Don't worry. Let's get all the facts together and then get good counsel. You gather your facts, get good counsel. That's what the Bible says, is before you make war, get counsel. And so that's what you do, is you gather the facts. And so even if we don't, you know, quote unquote, pull the trigger today, that we want to know what our options are, so that in the event that we want to pull the trigger, that we can do that. And also that timing is an issue. Timing is very much the issue. And you don't want to miss time the issue. We had some folks in this morning, as a matter of fact, that right now was the exact time to file, because that there's certain qualifications that you have to be able to, certain standards you have to, guidelines that you have to, litmus tests that you have to pass in order to file bankruptcy. One of those is income made over the last 6 months. If you're over that amount, then you may not qualify for Chapter 7, which we can still probably get you Chapter 13 relief, but that for Chapter 7 relief, that there's a what they call a means test, or an IRS-directed amount of money that you can make as far as gross income over a six-month period of time. These folks, unfortunately, and unfortunately for them coming in today, that the wife had not been able to work because her part-time job had been suspended since the COVID-19. Now, that sounded terrible, and that was one of the things really causing them to come into the office. But it actually turned out to be a real blessing, because it put them just under the guidelines to be able to get relief and discharge their debts in Chapter 7.
Make a new start.
Absolutely.
So you're offering this this
financial freedom package.
Financial freedom package. You just have to go to debtfreeva.com mm-hmm. and say, praise my debt away. So if you're listening to our station right now and listening to the Lighthouse, praise my debt away when you go to debtfreeva, and just let them know that you want that package.
Absolutely. And our phone number here, that you, if you want to call in and ask questions about that package or about anything else, whether it be about your personal finances, about how to rebuild credit, give us a call at 488-5299. That's 488-5299.
That is right. So call us right now. We are here every Tuesday and soon to be every Thursday as well. Today's Thursday. Next week, we're going to be taking a little bit of a break for our Crisis Pregnancy Center fundraiser. But the week after that, we'll be on every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 until 1 for Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom with Steve Taylor. And so we invite you to take part in this. This is a caller-driven show, so we would love to hear from you at 488-5299, 488-5299. You can ask your questions. Maybe you have a comment. Maybe you have a concern. Just whatever that is, call us so that we can get those questions answered for you. And if you'd just like to log online and check out Steve and the services there, you can go to debtfreeva.com.
You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about this week was the benefits of Chapter 13. Most people, when they come in, they would rather do a Chapter 7. Now, Chapter 7 bankruptcy is for individual consumer debtors, is the type of bankruptcy where you file today, let's say, and then 4 months later you receive your discharge. Now, there's a lot of advantages for that because that a lot of people, I know that myself in a lot of circumstances, I just want to get rid of that debt and start back up and, you know, repair my credit. And there's lots and lots of advantages for a Chapter 7. We file more Chapter 7s than we do Chapter 13s, probably about a 2-to-1 basis. Probably about 2/3 of our cases are Chapter 7. But the Chapter 13 has tremendous benefit and some benefits that the Chapter 7 can't provide.
What are those?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that,
Kai.
Well,
what are those?
Well, you know,
I don't understand any of it. So, you know.
Sure. So there's four, let's do this. Let's the four qualifications that you have to pass. The easy sort of way to understand Chapter 7 is this, is you have four qualifications. One is a time frame. You can't have filed a Chapter 7 in the last 8 years and received a discharge. That's item one. Item two is that your income versus your expenses, your current income versus your current expenses after the bankruptcy has gotten rid of all your debts, all your dischargeable debts, your credit cards, your medical bills, things that are dischargeable, and we'll go over that with the client when we go over that, but that that your income and expenses have to be about the same. You can't be making a whole lot of money after you pay all your debts. You can't have a lot of what they call disposable income.
Right.
That makes sense.
Right.
If you got a lot of extra money, then you shouldn't be filing Chapter 7.
Right. I was going to say, what is that financial standpoint? You know, where is it? What is too much and what is too little?
Well, you know, that there's really a common sense sort of basis that, you know, that, you know, if you start having more than, you know, maybe $50 or $100 extra a month, once we take a look at all your reasonable, justifiable, normal sort of expenses, then you might be looking at a Chapter 13 where you put that extra money towards paying back some of your debts over a 36 to 60 month period. And we'll review that with you. And you know, we have counselors and attorneys that know what not just what is normal for the area, but also what will pass review. You know, that there's IRS standards that the court uses, as well as just you know, just common sense standards that the trustees, that they're the ones that work for the court but also represent the creditors, and that they have an obligation to review finances to make sure that they're not inflated, they're not excessive, that they're not you're receiving a bankruptcy. They have to you have to be filing in good faith, trying to pay your debts off and not having more expenses or excessive expenses than what would be allowed by the court. So that's the second requirement. Third requirement is a gross income test, which is, depending upon the individual, it's called the means test. And it doesn't mean you're a mean person. It means that that's the average that's allowable. And then, of course, the fourth is not really a requirement, but it's a consideration. It's how much assets you have. That there's only a certain amount of assets that we can protect in a Chapter 7. And then after that, then it's potentially non-exempt and could be used to pay off some of your debts.
We have Aaron on the line, and he does have a question regarding what method you would ask to see about paying off debt, whether it would be the debt snowball or debt avalanche, is
the
his question.
The debt snowball or the debt avalanche. All right. Hi, Aaron. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Now, you said something about a debt snowball or a debt avalanche. Explain that to me.
Well, like you were talking about earlier, how you have to meet these thresholds, and I was just sitting here thinking, if I didn't meet a threshold, for example, or if somebody else didn't meet a threshold, and I was able to have disposable income to be able to pay off the debts. The debt snowball says to pay off the smallest current debt first, and then once you have that paid off, like pay the minimums on everything else, and then take any disposable income and put it towards the smallest debt. And once that smallest debt's paid for, then you roll in that payment that you were making that is now paid into the second smallest debt, and you just work your way that way from smallest to greatest. Whereas the debt avalanche, it says to pay off the highest interest normally or the greatest debt, be it a student loan or whatever, and then try to go your way down, take that big lump sum, and then knock out the smaller and, or the next biggest, rather, and then on down to the smallest one. I'm wondering which way, like you said before, you have credit counselors and everything, and they talk about that. I'm just curious as to which way you would approach that.
Well, I have to be honest with you. It sounds like that the terms debt snowball and debt avalanche, that sounds like something like maybe Dave Ramsey would counsel and say, this is how we're paying off the debts, this and that and the other. And I'll be quite honest with you that usually we look at it from a different perspective. You know, that you're looking at a repayment in, I suppose, the natural, you know, in the sense that basically that you're trying to, there are strategies as far as the debt snowball and debt avalanche. But what happens is if you have disposable income, rather than the concept of Chapter 13, if you have disposable income, is completely different. What the Chapter 13 does, it just takes all your debt and pays the ones that are either priority debt, which are like taxes and debts that are not otherwise dischargeable, and says, well, we got to pay those off. And then it takes other debts like the secured creditors, like, you know, the car that you want to keep. And then we determine whether you have to pay the full value or a discounted value, depending upon how old that debt is. And we pay those. And then everybody else, all the, you know, whether they're small or big, they're called unsecured creditors. We take those and we put them in a separate category, and we pay them at least, it's called the liquidation test, at least what they would have gotten in Chapter 7. For most people, that if they qualify for both a Chapter 7 and a Chapter 13, that is 0% in a Chapter 7. So as long as they're paying them at least 1% on the dollar, that passes the liquidation test. And so that therefore, we could, rather than you have a little bit of disposable income, we figure out what that number is, and then we use it to pay the priority debts and then the secured debts, and then whatever's left over we give to the unsecured creditors. And so what we do is we don't really worry about whether it's a $100 debt or a $1,000 debt or a $20,000 debt. We put them in a separate category and then give that class of creditors a very, whatever percentage that we, what's left over. And so I'm not being ignorant or not responding to your avalanche snowball test. It's that usually the way that we counsel folks is that we see whether or not at very minimum whether a better relief and a quicker relief and a protected relief might be available. If they don't qualify, or if it would not make sense for them to go through a Chapter 7 or Chapter 13, then I would absolutely agree with you that let's take a look at, you know, a credit counseling system where bankruptcy is not the approach. But as long as bankruptcy is a potential approach, that's what we provide. We tell people, not, you know, the debt avalanche or the debt snowball, and which one's better. We tell them that this is what bankruptcy does. And, you know, the problem, Aaron, I think a lot of folks have is that a lot of the traditional counseling approaches say, well, bankruptcy is bad, and that paying your debts off outside of bankruptcy is good. And they also even say, from a biblical standpoint, that's the case. But that's not necessarily the case, because, you know, one of the things that I think is not considered, when a person gets into a debt, that they make an agreement or a contract with a creditor, and that creditor takes into account at that very moment that person certainly has a right to file bankruptcy. So that's part of the contract they're making. The person's contract with the creditor is that I will pay this interest rate that you've you've given to me based on the fact that I can file bankruptcy. And if I choose to file bankruptcy, then that's a moral and right thing for me to do, and that we both agree that that's something that I can do. That's part of the contract. So I guess what I'm saying, Aaron, is that I think you're very much on track as far as looking at those options outside of bankruptcy. But if you come to us, one of the things we're going to do within the first 10 minutes is we're going to pre-qualify you to see for free, at absolutely no charge, to see whether or not bankruptcy is an option. Sometimes it's not an option. Sometimes you don't legally qualify. And so this is part of the fact-gathering process that will allow you to say debt avalanche, debt snowball, bankruptcy, Chapter 7, Chapter 13, gets all your facts together.
Right, and that makes sense. I just know with my family's income, I'm just thinking if I had debt to the point where I didn't have disposable income and then you removed all of it, I guess the secondary question would be, can you take out bankruptcy on just a portion, or is it an all or nothing situation?
Well, when you file bankruptcy, the one of the first questions a trustee will ask you when you go to your meeting of creditors 1 month later, have you listed all your debts? Have you listed all your assets? And of course, you're going to say, yes, I have. So every debt that you have that you list, it's all part of what they call the bankrupt's, the debtor's estate. That not all debts in a Chapter 7, other than the non-dischargeable debts, the priority debts, are discharged. With the exception of those are what we call reaffirmed, or contracts taken on, like vehicles that you have a contract that's done subsequent to the bankruptcy that is reaffirmed. So the bottom line is you can't like save like a credit card out of the unsecured creditors, because that would be a preference. That would be something that would be inappropriate. So to answer in a very brief sort of answer is yes, all your debts are included, all your assets are included in that umbrella called the debtor's estate. And then depending upon whether they're dischargeable or whether or not we choose to discharge them, that we're able to choose to not discharge them with secure debts, then the rest of your debts are generally discharged.
Okay, sounds good. Good information to know.
Well, Aaron, you know, I just want to say thank you to you, because I know you've called in before, and I really appreciate you listening on the station, and I really appreciate your questions. They're very informative. I tell you, sometimes you teach me something on the I'm telling you that
I
think I've heard of the debt snowball, the debt avalanche issue before, but I appreciate you sharing that with us again today.
Yeah, not a problem.
All right.
Always good information.
Yeah, keep listening, and I appreciate your phone call.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. That's a great question.
Yeah, that's good, because if you have to put all of your debts into one thing, but then you don't necessarily, you know, some of them you can still pay off, and other ones, you know, you just will be able to dissolve, I guess, as far as that goes, if I'm reading that correctly.
You know, what I hear when I hear Aaron's question was that, you know, that the, and that's what I hear quite a bit, is that the traditional approach to resolving debt usually does not include an acknowledgement that there's other answers. People that come in that talk about Chapter 13, their minds are blown when, I mean that, when they have two mortgages on the property. Let's say that they have a $100,000 mortgage on a property that's only worth $80,000, and they got a second mortgage for another $50,000. I say, well, don't worry about that $50,000. We'll just wipe that away. We'll just get rid of that. We'll just strip that lien. And they go, what? And they go, yeah, absolutely. You shouldn't be paying that $50,000. It's not secured onto your property. And there's a process called an adversary proceeding that we'll file at no additional cost in a Chapter 13. That's part of what we do. That's part of our friendly practice, that we'll get rid of that debt as their attorney, that we'll get rid of that debt. There's a process and a procedure to do that. And people come in, they don't even know that's available. So sometimes a Chapter 13 is absolutely the better way to go.
I think it's from your perspective or your side of things, it's where you're analyzing those debts or whatever. I think, like you said, with the debt snowball, it's like just figure out whatever your debts are. And some people just get overwhelmed with it as well.
Yeah,
I get it. I understand it. Pay off your bills, you know, figure out where you are with it. But sometimes there's just too much there.
I had a client in this morning. I think we counted $30,000-$40,000. That's a snowball. That's an avalanche. I mean, that's a big thing, especially considering that they've lost one of their jobs, and that when I did their budget, they were $300 negative from the income, the net income, and they were still paying they were throwing money, good money after bad, on these debts that they were just getting eat up.
They'll never catch up. They'll never catch up. Well, I mean, there's other practical things, and you can go into those things that people always tell you. Okay, well, sell some stuff, get a job,
sure,
another job, and things like that. Obviously, we as Christians don't want to be in. You've mentioned before last on Tuesday about not being a servant to the lender or whatever either. So you have to figure out your lifestyle choices.
But as they were doing this, Colleen, that they had a warrant in debt, which is a lawsuit against them coming up in the next week or two. They had another one that just happened, and another one's getting ready to happen in a short period of time. So, you know, they were just, you know, they were overwhelmed. They didn't know what to do. That's an avalanche. And in that case, you don't look at taking care of a little one here. It's just throwing good money after bad. And so it cost, it was $1,366 is what it came up to, $1,366. And that took care of like it was about $30,000 worth of debt. You know, and the bigger thing is, it wasn't the money, it was the peace. They walked out of there and they said, man, we got it. We got a solution.
That's definitely important there. You are listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom here with Steve Taylor right here on The Lighthouse. The call-in number is 488-5299, 488-5299, and you can get your call in. We just have a few more minutes. We had mentioned at the top of the program at debtfreeva.com. You can go there and say, praise my debt away, and get this package.
Financial freedom package.
Financial freedom package. So yeah. If you're curious about how this is going to work, maybe your debts are overwhelming you and you want to check out and see if this is the solution for you, go to debtfreeva.com.
Yeah, and that... The basic package is you get an absolutely free consultation. We'll pre-qualify you to determine whether or not bankruptcy is even an option for you. Then for $50, that we'll open a file, that we'll create a file, have all your notes in it, and then we'll provide you absolutely free the three credit reports from TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, so we can start analyzing your debts. And then hopefully that we'll be able to praise those debts away.
For sure. So definitely take advantage of that. You know, you've also mentioned before, just being informed, figuring out the information and knowing where you stand. So if bankruptcy is a situation that they need to take care of, then you have the information in front of you.
And so we have about, what, a minute, minute and a half? Not much time.
A minute, yeah. A minute.
So we got about a minute. And so let me just close off with saying this, that, you know, there's somebody out there that is probably burdened. They say, well, I don't know how I'm going to get all my debt. Well, let us pray for you right now before we leave you. If nothing else, let us pray for you. Prayer changes everything. So let me just pray for you, and we do love you, and that if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, let me just tell you that was the best decision I ever made. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the debt relief of sin that your Son provided through the cross at Calvary. We pray for that person that's never made that decision to accept you as Lord and Savior, that they would get that peace and that freedom that comes through the knowledge and through your Son. So, Father, we love you, we praise you, and thank you in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much for listening today. Again, tune in on Tuesday at 12:30 for Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom with Steve Taylor. And again, remember that phone number is 488-5299, and go to debtfreeva.com, and say, praise my debt away, so that you can take advantage of that financial package that they're offering.
Absolutely. Thank you, Hampton Roads. Look forward to seeing you next Tuesday. This is Steve Taylor, Alliance Legal Group. God bless you.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems. If you would like more information about the Alliance Legal Group or Christian Rights Ministries, please visit debtfreeva.com or call 757-923-4357. That's 757-923-4357. We're